what we've been doing with rehired annuitants is we've been targeting the skill sets that rehired annuitants have, bring them back to help us either with drafting policies and procedures, helping us surge in specific areas to perform the contracting function. But it's really where we're reaching to those subject matter experts to help us shore up the shortages that we have in contracting. Now, it's not to be the long term. It's just a gap approach that we're taking to making sure that we maintain the expertise. We have about 217 contracting offices across the Army. I would say across the Army, probably every organization, every command is hiring, making use of rehired annuitants. In fact, I previously came from the Corps of Engineers. I ran the contracting for all the Corps of Engineers. And we actually had recall lists of rehired annuitants because, you know, in the Corps, we had to search for emergencies, natural disasters, even contracting in theater. And so, you know, we would target individuals with specific skill sets so that we could search for the mission. This office here, where I'm at right now, probably the high we've been at was about maybe just a little over 20 contracting rehired annuitants. Right now, I'm probably at about 10. So at any point in time, that ebbs and flows, but it's really a tool that gives us the ability to reach out and touch subject matter experts that have done something or that have done contracting for a period of time.
Give me a sense of where you find these people. When you were at the Corps of Engineers, you had a list of people you could reach out to. Even here, you probably have some sort of list. Give me a sense of where you find the people.
There's a couple ways. Initially, like in the Corps of Engineers, what we'd do is people would retire. You know, we'd review our retirement rolls, and so we'd assemble lists based on that, and then we'd contact individuals. I mean, we'd contact individuals to ascertain if they were interested. Also, we put out announcements and recruit for positions. You know, before we recruit for a rehired annuitant, you know, we have to get special approvals. In many cases, what we do is we create an overhire position, which allows us to hire above our authorization levels for a shorter period of time. But, you know, we use USA Jobs to advertise for our positions. But as I said, a lot of times it's targeted recruitment because of their specific skill set. So agencies make use of their roles that show rehired annuitants. And a lot of the positions are created temporarily, you know, for just a term position for a certain period of time, you know, anywhere from 1 to 5 years, but not to exceed 5 years. I'm making a big use of that right now. I have the executive agent authority for the contracting that's taking place and that was taking place in Iraq and now Afghanistan. So there's a contracting office over there, CENTCOM Contracting Command, that individuals out of my office hire contract specialists to support the functions that take place there. So there's another example where we're advertising for it and rehired annuitants apply. Those that have retired apply to, you know, they still believe that they got something that they want to contribute. And we agree with that because we've got a big mission in the Army.
Give me a sense of the benefit to the Army by having this people with this longtime expertise.
I think when you look at where we're at in the Army and we're trying to grow the workforce, we're somewhere around in the 7,000 range in terms of the inventory of contract specialists. I think over the next 5 years, you know, we're looking at our data saying we probably want to be, when you look at military and civilians, we'd like to have an objective workforce of about 9,000. Of course, that's going to be dependent, you know, on budget and where we're going in the future. But if all things stayed the same, workload stayed the same, dollars stayed the same that we were executing, we'd look about somewhere about 9,000, with about 2,000 of those being military. As we use our military to surge for efforts, and that's what we can really count on. But as we're building this workforce, the initial benefit that comes to the Army is the expertise that you get from contracting. You know, we're continuing to educate the workforce, train the workforce, but there's that experience factor that you can't replicate. It only can occur by doing contracting and doing it for a number of years. So as we begin to update policies and draft policies and our procedures, we work with these rehired annuitants to draft our policies and procedures so that we take into account what we've experienced over time. I think the short-term benefit is there are some offices that use them to still execute contracting actions, you know, award contracts, and so that helps them get through any surges that they may have with respect to workload, any peaks in workload. Also, there's a financial benefit to the Army that comes from hiring them in that when you employ these individuals, they're already getting benefits by being a rehired annuitant. So now employing them, there's a financial factor there that we're now not compensating or having to pay for the, you know, their health insurance they're already getting and various items like that that come as a part of being already retired.
The fact is, though, that the financial benefit is secondary because you're hiring them, obviously, for their expertise. And the fact is, there's a shortage of qualified acquisition professionals.
Because
I don't want people to get the wrong impression that you're bringing in long-time feds to so you don't have to hire new people.
As I indicated, if we're about 7,000 persons in the inventory, you probably think across the Army, we'll probably have a couple hundred rehired annuitants, you know, maybe a few hundred. But that certainly doesn't compare to the 6,000 contract or 7,000 contracting specialists, military and civilians that we have. And that's why I focus on the cost last. The cost is the least important. The value that these rehired annuitants bring is their expertise, and their expertise has occurred over a 20-plus year career time frame. And that's the real value. That's something that can't be replicated. And if you look at a lot of the senior leaders across the Army within contracting, believe we cut too deeply in the 90s. And so now as we see that we're getting into initiatives of better buying power, making better use of the taxpayers' dollars, we want to make sure that we negotiate good vehicles and good deals for the Army. And so we need to rely on rehired annuitants and their expertise. So it's more of a gapping approach, but it's certainly not a long-term approach to, there's no way we can go with rehired annuitants and reconstitute the workforce. And so our focus is on growing the workforce, building the current workforce that we have, and supplementing with rehired annuitants, but because of that specialized expertise.